all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A suspect is in custody after a shooting at Florida State University. Several people are injured. Blake Leonard is a student at that school.
I didn't physically see a shooter or anybody get shot. I just heard the shots pretty close to me and saw people running, so I was trying to get out of there too.
CBS's Scott McFarland says this is no isolated incident.
These incidents continue to recur in Florida, and we know from our CBS News reporting just down the street in Tallahassee this week, the state legislature was considering legislation to pull back some gun control measures in Florida.
Michael Price's daughter is a student at FSU.
We can't be a country that love our children and continue to have the kind of gun policies we do. And I know everyone's going to say, to gun policy, maybe some mental issues here or something. Got to do something about that.
Price's daughter was not injured. The court has agreed to hear arguments next month on President Trump's restriction on birthright citizenship. The president had issued an executive order to birthright citizenship for children of those who are in the U.S. illegally, but that order remains on hold. States, immigrants, and rights groups have sued over the issue. President Trump has been displeased with Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell, who said the president's trade tariffs are highly likely to generate at least a temporary rise in inflation.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him.
The president also saying Powell has not been aggressive enough to It's adding, his termination cannot come fast enough, while James Sample, a professor of constitutional law at Hofstra Law School, says Trump's comments are unprecedented.
No president in American history has ever tried to remove a member of the Federal Reserve's board, let alone the chairman.
Powell's term as head of the independent agency does not expire until May of 2026. The lights are slowly coming back on as crews work to restore power after a blackout in Puerto Rico yesterday that left 1.4 million people in the dark and 328,000 with no running water. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in San Juan.
LUMA, the utility here, says that within 48 hours, they hope to have 90% of customers with their power restored. We're heading into the busy Easter weekend, which is a big deal here in this largely Catholic island.
This is the second island-wide blackout in less than 4 months, the cause not yet known, but Puerto Rico has had chronic outages due to hurricane damage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN radio, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Severe weather is part of the forecast for the next couple of days. They could be severe at times. We'll always keep you up to date, and we'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There is a Racine County Storm Spotter training session tonight. It's being held at the Gateway IMET Center in Sturtevant. It's free with more about that event at WRJN.com. The official name is the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. It'll open in Caledonia May 1st. The center, named after the late county executive, is said to shift focus from punishment to education and mental health support. Racine residents can get free smoke alarms installed on May 3rd as part of a Red Cross campaign. It's called Sound the Alarm. Volunteers on the third will to check detectors and to help people create fire safety plans. The effort aims to reduce fatalities. Home sales fell in the first quarter of the year by over 10% in Racine County and 5% in Kenosha County. New listings went up 17% in Racine, but dropped 15% in Kenosha. The average sale price for a home in Racine County is $308,000. It's about $20,000 higher in Kenosha. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk three in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game one of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches. Half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with high temperatures tapping 60 degrees and showers rolling in late this afternoon. As they continue through this evening, chances of thunderstorms are also possible, bringing the risk of hail. We're expected to pick up around a half an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Tell me. The Rascals, Good Lovin' on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Now I think I know why my wife likes me clean shaven. A study found that men with beards carry more germs than dogs in their facial fuzz. Researchers discovered that nearly half of all sampled beards hosted bugs dangerous to human health. The study described dogs as cleaner than bearded men.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Reservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
An old-fashioned love song on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Listen in the 5 o'clock hour, just after the 5 p.m. news, for the 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1969. Three great songs, one great year. And by the way, if you want to take things one step further with the 5 o'clock class reunion, let us know about your class reunion, and we'll help spread the word on the air and online. Have your organizer email your event details to classreunion@wrjn.com. We'll mention it on the air. We'll post details online. And you can listen for your year weekdays at 5 on the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail. At 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress. 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 to 5. Days 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get one free set of brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
I'm never in one place.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I want to play a song from 1969. It's Dusty Springfield's Son of a Preacher Man, and I thought it'd be fun to look up some famous preachers' sons. They include Marvin Gaye, Tim Curry, John Hurt, John Ashcroft, and Martin Luther King Jr. It's Dusty Springfield on WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was a son of a preacher man. Who could reach me was a son of a preacher man. You see, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Lord, for the night time, to forget the day. wave up on tight time. Baby, chase it away.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation. Now.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Neil Diamond there. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, we have partnered with the Racine County Eye to bring you the largest, most experienced local news team in Racine County, and you can hear the breaking news and headlines right here on WRJN, and then read about them in greater detail at RacineCountyEye.com. For 98 years, Racine has turned to us for local news, and now with the Racine County Eye, we got you covered better than ever. The Racine County Eye and WRJN. In a moment, we'll get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The official name is the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. It'll open in Caledonia May 1st. The center, named after the late county executive, is said to shift focus from punishment to education and mental health support. Go deeper on how many kids will be there and how the center came to be online. Read all about it today at RacineCountyEye.com. Another Racine County roundabout is ratified. It's still a few years off, but the county board this week okayed getting a federal grant of over $500,000 to design a roundabout at Highways K and V. Officials say it comes after more than 50 crashes at that site in recent years. Severe weather is part of the forecast for the next couple of days. Storms are expected this afternoon, into this evening, and tomorrow. They could be severe at times. We'll always keep you up to date, and we'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. There is a Racine County Storm Spotter training session tonight. It's being held at the Gateway IMET Center in Sturtevant. It's free, with more about that at urjn.com. Final Packer preparations are on. Lisa Hale has more from Titan.
Started 10 years ago when the Green Bay Packers first told the NFL they host an event field.
They raised the roof on last week, and everything's starting to fill in. It's really amazing. The energy and electricity is exciting.
Aaron Popke, Director of Public Affairs for the Packers.
To have it be here. We unveiled a countdown this May, and it was 345 days out. I remember looking at the countdown clock. That's, and then I'm going every day seeing that, and it's, you know, down into the double digits. It's
The draft takes place Thursday, April 24th through Saturday, April 26th.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour. I'm at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems. Concrete. Again, as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin. 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered storms this evening, some could be strong, still a shower or two overnight, and a low in the low 50s. Scattered storms still a possibility tomorrow, a high in the low 70s. Mostly dry and pleasant for the weekend, with highs in the 50s. Right now it's 53.
WRJN.
chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling.
Hookah, hookah,
deep inside me.
Chaka, hookah, hookah.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
Hookah, 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 chaka.
When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, got me thirsty. Now the heart from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on pain that you're in love with me. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles, hello.
Hey, Kurt.
So, how many servings of fruits and vegetables should one eat in a day?
Servings.
Yep.
That's always a tricky, like, who's determining this? I'm going to go...
Well, if you're saying who's determining it, I'll tell you this answer is from researchers at College in London.
Oh,
a study that they put together.
Okay. Two stones.
Two stones?
Is that how a thing?
I don't know.
Things in stone. Two servings.
Two servings?
Yeah.
This one, I'm going to blow your mind here for a second, Stuart. According to this study from Imperial College in London, the greatest benefit comes from eating 10 portions of fruits and vegetables a day. I know.
I guess if you've seen these strawberries these days, some of them are as big as a Buick. So, I mean, if you're eating 10 of those, maybe, if that's a serving.
I just can't.
Seen these strawberries? Some of these strawberries are just like they're going to take over the world someday. They're so
even, you know, vegans or vegetarians, I don't think most of them eat 10 servings a day. 10.
Yeah, that's a lot.
10.
And I'm not, I'm not too hip on British cuisine, but it's not very fruitful, right? I don't have a lot of...
Fruitful, I see what you did there.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's not not full of fruit and veggies, right?
I don't know. I'm not in London. I don't know. The study found that eating more than 5 servings of fruits and veggies a day can reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, and early death. But the greatest benefit, they say, comes from eating 10 portions. Even five sounds like a lot.
I'm not too old to remember the Jetsons. Like, it was on in syndication when I was a kid. Sure. I remember George Jetson just popping a pill and food eating was done. Got everything involved right in there.
We don't have our nutrition pills like that, and we don't have our flying cars. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know.
What did the Jetsons teach us?
Well, we do have the robots. We have that going for us.
Forgetting there. All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Stop this little game that you are playing. propose. Halloween. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky. Spooky. Oh, oh, all right. I said spooky. Spooky.
Simon and Kodachrome. Volman. Be sure to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show weekday morning 6 till 9. Tomorrow morning, Don will talk with Mike Clemens. They'll discuss the week in sports. Brett Hoffman will join Don tomorrow morning. Brett Hoffman, of course, from Marcus Theaters. They'll have movie news and movie releases. Coming up tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Show, 6 WRJN. Step up to the plate with the pastime Ferraro. Golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil base, light mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with fresh lettuce, juicy tomato, and a smooth mayo drizzle. One out of here. Slide on by for the best at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Two-Week Fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Film fanatic or just looking for something to do with there's something to hard-hitting to lighthearted international comedies, plus panels, book signings, and even live score performances. The Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Craving something sweet? Linda's Sugar Bliss is Racine's hidden gem for homemade treats. Every bite is a taste of heaven. Decadent cookies, cakes, melt-in-your-mouth pastries, bakery happiness made from scratch just for you. Needing the perfect treat for a special occasion? Linda has you covered. Whether you're celebrating or simply satisfying your sweet tooth, Linda's Sugar Bliss brings a touch of homemade warmth to your home, one treat at a time. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-275-1033.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I taught me the value of contact day. It allows me to be there for my community's others. I serve now country and those I I also work the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl spooky old woods alone.
Oh!
What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive wolves mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you far away. What full lips you have, they're sure to lure someone bad. So until you sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Well, a passenger traveling on a train through Germany was caught by ticket inspectors using a driver's license bearing the name and image of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Wait a minute. You think it really was Russian President Vladimir Putin?
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Looking for fun and feeling groovy. Feeling groovy. Feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost. What you knowing? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Kicking down.